Okay, we're talking about Geula and the dispersion of Klal Yisrael. Since all of Klal Yisrael is required to strengthen themselves in the Amuna, in the assurance of the Nevi'im, he just described how Yirmiyahu gave three prophecies that Klal Yisrael will never be obliterated, and one day we're going to make it back. And we should have a tremendously strong hope and anticipation that Kadosh Baruch Hu and the words of Nizvi Malakaki is good of the Kaim Kibis. Vizi Hashem gives on Apshi, we just said it. Hope to Hashem. Kira David, Raka Kadesh. He saw the length of this galus, and therefore he spoke about it with a prophecy that we need a lot of hope, we need a lot of anticipation and waiting. And he says, double kivisi, to strengthen that hope. And this that it says in these assurances from the Nevi'im about the Geula, at the time that Klal Yisrael feels that there's no way that it's going to happen from natural causes, that's when it's going to happen from the Eibishter. V'yalem pekida achar ayish. The pekida HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to pay attention to us after we give up hope. Now, it doesn't mean we give up hope. We're not pekarsim if we give up hope. But when we give up hope from any natural means, some Zionism, from governments, from wars, from our own abilities, when we give up hope from our own abilities, that's when HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring the Geula. Look at the rock that you've been carved from. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to console Tzion, Samach, Nechamah, Tzion, Lin, Avram, V'Sarosh, and if you agree, Ayyosh. Wow. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is reminding us of Avram and Sarah when he speaks about the Geula, because when did Avram and Sarah get their child? Pretty much when they gave up hope from any natural approach. And nobody believed. Nobody believed that they'd be able to have children. Right? They laughed at it. The Geula is going to be when all the nations of the world say that there's no hope for Klal Yisrael. And at that time, we should not give up. I hope to Hashem more than the Shomrim wait for the morning. Even though I'm in exile, I'm not going to exchange my beliefs and my Torah. My soul desire and thirst is to come to Hashem. Everyone says, to Hashem I am, like the Maccabeim. Why does it say Nafshi Lashem and not I am to Hashem? Even if they would take my life away, I still will only admit to one God, and that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Nafshi Lashem. My whole life is to Hashem. And I'm from those that continue to wait and hope for the Geula. And I wait and I continue to wait and I let my hopes up. And even if they're dashed, I let my hopes up again. And this biker refers to the Geula. He compares the Geula to the morning. Okay, I don't know what this is exactly. He's calling out to me from Seir. The Shomer says, Ma Milel, what's going to be with the end of the night? So the Shomer says, it's going to come the morning. And if you seek something, seek it out. Shuva Esayu, return and come back. Kina Malchus Edom Lashon Duma. It compares Malchus Edom to Duma. It's dark force, like a demonic force. Okay, Nishikaza Mikitsar Kiduma, Besekayam. The Epsilon Shakara Duma, Mepneshakala Golia, Shagala Yisrael Nizgala. Okay, all the other exiles, our end, the light at the end of the tunnel was revealed to us. That we seem very doomed. That's where I guess Duma. We're doomed. It seems very dark. But Nikodum alatamakala fisha arba malchus nimshalu nimshalim la arba chayos. They compared to the four wild animals. And they all describe the first three animals, but they don't describe the fourth animal. What is the fourth animal? Shalai iski ruah b'shmal oila. Ki chenas Daniel hiski kol achayav v'chayav b'shma chutz mizush. Amar v'aru chiva riva. It comes another wild animal, the fourth one. The chila v'imsani, very fearful. V'takifa yaseiran, extra strong. V'shininyan diparzel la ravavan, has many iron teeth. Achlo madka, it eats and it grinds. Ushara baragla rafsa, and it remains at its feet. It crushes them. Herak b'sibra takvim shalta is describing how strong and mighty this fourth wild animal is. But v'leim atzivim shiatzke v'ezim v'feirish ki'im asaf. Nobody mentions what the animal it is except for asaf. Sh'nemar, yichasem erach azim yar. He calls it a pig. V'ayin hatluya. And the ayin hatluya. Ki cheneim oivdei hatle. I don't know what he means by ayin hatluya. Miyar? I don't know what that means. V'gilu lana b'kos v'azeh al shem ha'chayim b'feirush al avidosav ya'abes m'mshalto shu roim yibir remes. This is a remes to Rome. Okay.